Chapter 34, Promises to the Troubled. It should not be a difficult thing to remember that the Lord Jesus is desirous that we should bring all our troubles and perplexities to Him. Take it to the Lord in prayer, and then leave your perplexities and burdens with Him. How much happier we should be would we do this. The Lord would have us come to Him daily with all our troubles and confessions of sin, and He can give us rest in wearing His yoke and bearing His burden. His Holy Spirit, with its gracious influences, will fill the soul. The Lord our God assures us that He is waiting to be gracious. He invites us to call upon Him in the day of trouble. He has been a very present help to all who sought Him in sincerity. Some are always fearing and borrowing trouble. Every day they are surrounded with the tokens of God's love. Every day they are enjoying the bounties of His providence. But they overlook these present blessings. The difficulties they encounter, instead of driving them to God, the only source of their help, separate them from Him, because they awaken unrest and repining. Very great troubles are coming upon the world, and the powers of Satan are stirring with intensity, the powers from beneath, to work suffering, disaster, and ruin. His work is to create all the misery upon human beings that is possible. The earth is the scene of his action, but he is held in check. He can go no farther than the Lord permits. If you will find heart and voice to pray, he will be sure to hear, and an arm will be reached down to save you. There is a God that hears prayer, and when all other resources fail, he is your refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. There are few who rightly appreciate or improve the precious privilege of prayer. We should go to Jesus and tell Him all our needs. We may bring Him our little cares and perplexities, as well as our greater troubles. Whatever arises to disturb or distress us, we should take it to the Lord in prayer. All have trials, griefs hard to bear, temptations hard to resist. Do not tell your troubles to your fellow mortals, but carry everything to God in prayer. Make it a rule never to utter one word or doubt or discouragement. You can do much to brighten the life of others and strengthen their efforts by words of hope and holy cheer. If with a humble heart you seek divine guidance in every trouble and perplexity, His word is pledged that a gracious answer will be given. When in trouble, many think they must appeal to some earthly friend, telling him their perplexities and begging for help. Under trying circumstances, unbelief fills their hearts, and the way seems dark. And all the time there stands beside them the mighty Counselor of the ages, inviting them to place their confidence in Him. Jesus, the great burden-bearer, is saying, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Shall we turn from Him to uncertain human beings, who are as dependent upon God as we ourselves are? Frequently I receive letters from individuals telling me of their troubles and perplexities, and asking me to inquire of God as to what is their duty. To those for whom the Lord has given me no light, I have often replied, "I have not been appointed by God to do such a work as you ask me to do. The Lord Jesus has invited you to bring your troubles to one who understands every circumstance of your life." Instead of mourning, weeping, and despairing, when troubles gather about us like a flood and threaten to overwhelm us, if we would not only pray for help from God, but would praise Him for so many blessings left, praise Him that He is able to help us, our course would be more pleasing to Him, and we would see more of His salvation. It is a misfortune to borrow the trouble of next week to embitter the present week. When a real trouble comes, God will fit every meek and lowly one to bear it. When His providence permits it to come, He will provide help to endure it. When trouble comes, instead of getting out of patience, instead of fretting and worrying, go to the Lord and tell him all about it.